Hey, we're Ann Lynn. You're listening to Radio Brendoman.
Welcome to another episode of Radio Brendoman. I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
What's going on, Phil?
I was just examining the large bite that I have on my leg.
Spider bite?
Probably. Some insect.
Bug bite?
It's not a cat bite. I have it outlined with black marker.
What if it's cat bite?
Can't be cat. There's like one. You can see the entry point. Like, you can see where the whatever it was injected into me.
I almost got bit by a snake yesterday.
Ew, what kind of snake?
I thought it was a lizard, and then I was like, oh, it's got a really long, oh, it's a snake. Oh! And then it kind of started hissing at me, and I was like, I better get out of here. I don't know. It wasn't a rattlesnake, but it had, I think it might have been, like, something really bad.
I don't know. You got all kinds of stuff down there.
Cotton mouth? Is that?
I think that's,
it
like,
was
in
like
the
silvery.
South.
It was like silvery.
I don't know.
It wasn't a rattlesnake.
Silverback, I think.
I don't know, but it had fangs.
Well, it doesn't feel good one way or another.
I thought I was dumb. I like went right up to it because I thought it was a lizard. And then I was like, because it was like hiding in the bush. I couldn't tell that it was as long. I just saw the head. And I was like, that's a weird lizard. And I was like, oh, crap, that's a snake. And it started doing its little hissy thing.
It's like in Goonies, when she thinks, what, she picks up the rat.
Yeah.
The Goonies? No, not Goonies, sorry.
Yeah, that's Adventures in Babysitting. You're thinking of Adventures in Babysitting.
Yes. Like,
well, both feature humorous scenarios involving glasses being broken.
Yeah, that's where I got my confusion momentarily, but you know what I'm talking about. She thinks it's like a cat or something, and she starts petting it.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. All right.
Penelope Ann Miller.
Yes.
Younger days.
Who's kind of similar to Martha Plimpton in, like, style and look. So you could see the confusion.
I think in real life, like, were Penelope Ann Miller and Elizabeth Shue supposed to be in high school, or are they supposed to be in college?
Pretty sure it was supposed to be high school.
No, because Keith Coogan was supposed to be in high school.
Yeah, but she was, like a senior, and he was, like, a freshman. Because, remember, she was, like, going out with a college guy, I think. That was like a big deal.
They're like way too old to be high school students even.
Well,
that.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, though.
Okay. Well, they're way too old, yeah. Both of them. Like, I'm pretty sure Penelope Ann Miller was in like her late 20s.
It's very possible. I mean, even older than like college, so even either way.
But yeah.
That doesn't make it not a great movie, though.
Well, yeah. And plus, Keith Coogan was like in his
20s. Yeah. Plus, I remember like, it was a big deal that the girl talked about Thor a bunch because, like, nobody talked about Thor. Like, no one knew who Thor was until...
That was digging deep.
It's why it cracks me up when people are still like, oh, Guardians of the Galaxy, no one's ever heard of it. It's going to fail. Like, no one ever talked about Thor before this.
No one ever talked about Iron Man.
Right. Like, when Iron Man came out, everyone's like, oh, no one's ever heard of Iron Man. No,
I said that right away. I'm like, people are going to care about this. This isn't Spider-Man or Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. That's over. That period of time.
They know exactly what they're doing. And that movie looks awesome.
Nobody cared about Iron Man until Iron Man happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can all be like Guardians of the Galaxy. Great.
Yeah.
We have one of our youngest audience members ever.
That's right.
Is in the audience.
Welcome to the chat, Sutter. Feel free to jump in on the conversation if you have any comments you want to make.
He already did a little bit. He was just like, before we muted, before Justin got muted.
What was that baby sound again? What's your baby sound?
I don't know. That's just me.
Is that what you sounded like as a baby?
Yeah.
Little Brendo, and you're like, what? Oh, what a cute little.
It sounded like when we Justin came in the chat because he was like yawning or something.
Poor Sutter. He's kind of
like dazed. It's late.
Well, we're glad you're here.
Are your kids asleep?
My kids are asleep. They were asleep like at 7:30 tonight.
Wow. Oh. Why?
Well, they got up extra early today for whatever reason. And then we may or may not have gone to Disneyland for a while. So,
doesn't Andre have school?
Well, yeah, this morning. She's out of school at 11:45.
Wait, you went to Disneyland and then came. Isn't that like a long drive?
Yeah. I think I was so tired when I got on the show.
My gosh. Well, I guess you got to make use of those passes, yeah, considering how much money they cost.
Well, okay. How many weeks ago? We got them 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I think. This is our fifth trip, so we're doing
okay.
Why
don't you just move to Anaheim?
Yeah, well, we might, you know, get more use out of our Disney passes. What better reason to buy a house? Says me.
Yeah, in lovely Anaheim.
We made offers in places in Anaheim, if you remember correctly.
Yeah. Man, what a different world it would be if you had gotten one of those houses.
I know. Well, I'll tell you, for one thing, we would have definitely had a lot smaller place to live for a lot more money. So.
Yeah. That may or may not have smelled like cat pee.
Hey, I just got a cool thing in my inbox and like Facebook.
Yeah.
Someone who was inspired by this will make you laugh here, especially considering one of our letters. Someone who's inspired by Brax, who like I think he's in high school but almost like college age, and really mm-hmm. likes Brax, and asked for like advice on how to do a web comic. And so I've been like talking with him for a while.
Is this somebody you know personally?
Well, someone I met, yes.
Met where?
Met in Ukaipa.
Oh.
Yeah.
But this isn't just some total rando.
No. It's like someone I met and then introduced them, you know, like they found out about Brax because I do it.
That's pretty cool, I guess.
Well, no. So here's the thing. So I've been like, kind of, you know, he's been asking questions and stuff. And he just sent me, like this second, his first ever webcomic.
Man.
Like that he started up.
Publish it.
It's pretty cool.
He should start publishing it on Taphastic.
Yeah,
that
would
be my recommendation.
Now that he's, I mean, I don't know if he's actually started publishing it. It's like just the first one
he created.
He should
just start doing it. Just do it. Just go.
It's exciting.
Josh is here now.
What's up, Josh?
The baby had to go. Or no, I think the baby knew that Josh's like child repulsion was
just by Josh's eminent presence, he was forced out of the chat room automatically.
That's Josh's powers. We're just making jokes because Justin was here with his baby, and as soon as you came in, he left. I know you have no patience.
How are your taxes, Josh? I know that's what you did today. Sounds very exciting.
Why are we talking about Josh's taxes? That's about the most boring thing you could talk about.
Did you have some good declaration?
Hey, there you go. Hey, you finally didn't have to pay. You win.
There we go.
You win taxes.
This has been Tax Talk.
Tax Talk.
We should have a new segment, Tax Talk.
No, taxes are stupid. I hate taxes so much.
How about that income tax?
How about that 1040?
Yeah, capital gains.
W-2 e-file.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We could get it sponsored by TurboTax.
Man, what did people do before like the internet and computers? Did they actually have to like write down things and figure this out by hand?
I remember my first 2 years of doing taxes, I filled it out on paper.
Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't have much to declare. I just had a little dumb jobs, but yeah, for at least 2 years I did it on paper.
Oh gosh. Yeah. So you're getting your dad, even though he's been.
Oh yeah, Josh said he gets hundreds of letters from the IRS to his dead father every month.
Yeah, they're real sensitive like that. Huh? They're it's terrible.
Yeah. Ugh.
They know he's dead.
They just want to be jerks. It's not like it's not a clerical error. It's on purpose.
Like here you go. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was young when all that was going on, but I remember my mom would just have like this giant pile of mail and various all that crap.
I can imagine like every time one shows up, it being an emotional thing too. Like
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I don't like tax talk. Maybe this isn't the best for a comedy show.
Yeah, good job, Phil. Look what you did.
All right, tax talk is canceled. This is the first and last ever tax talk.
Jeez.
Apparently taxes are a comedy killer. I had no idea.
They are. Death and taxes. Yeah. Let's talk about those. Let's talk about those things that we all just really like so much. Anything else exciting going on? I mean, you said you were really tired.
Yeah, well, partially again because I just drove from Disneyland.
Was it crowded? I would assume it'd be crowded on a Friday.
Well, we got there early enough that we got to get on a lot of stuff before the crowd showed up, so that was cool. We did have to park in like the absolute furthest back corner. Like there were seriously only like three spaces further back we could have possibly been.
I hate that.
Like, and we beat it. Like, it was one car. Like, we were the last car in the third to last row. And then, like, the next one's got to go all the way to the front again. So
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's really no way. That's just a matter of... But you also, if they're directing you, then you have no control over it.
Right.
If you don't, that's when it can be really tricky. Because if you overextend, like, the rows...
Yeah.
And then you end up having to go all the way back around and you look like a doof.
Yeah, which I have done
but
like recently.
The best is when you think you went over and then you go down and there's some of those little like side slots. I've had that happen.
Yeah.
I've also cheated and gone down an aisle I wasn't supposed to and gone in the wrong way. I've done some shady things in that parking garage.
It's a long enough walk that it drives you to do that kind of thing.
I've parked in spots that weren't actually spots. but, yeah, like, John and I found this spot that's not really a spot, but people still park there, and so we started parking there. It's like, and then we started parking, like, right by the exit, so it's easier to get out. And we pointed our car towards the exit.
I will admit that I did kind of do a little double back so I didn't have to loop around the whole entire lot on our way out.
Yeah.
So, you know. Okay, one other thing.
That also can kill your...
At Disneyland today. Okay, we went to California Adventure Side. And we went, of all things, we went on the Golden Zephyr, which is like the little...
I don't think I've ever been on the Golden Zephyr.
It's like barely even a ride.
It's the dumbest ride ever.
It's kind of like we sat on a bench.
I think I've been on Jumpin' Jellyfish, but not...
No. Well, it's just, you know, the kids, it's something that both the kids can go on. And they're like, oh, let's try
it. It's like less than the rocket jets as far as a ride.
We were sitting on benches a little before that and eating our pretzel that we got, and it was a little more exciting than that. Not by much, but this, it's like for us, we haven't gone on it since Janelle was pregnant with Luke, and we had like the worst experience we've ever had at any Disney park ever on this ride. Like so we had a stroller.
Oh, I think you told me about this when it happened.
We had a stroller with us, plus Janelle was like way pregnant, and so there's like an elevator to go up, but then like, I can't remember how it happened. I don't know. Whatever it was, she made like Janelle. She made me go separately. No, I know. It wasn't the stroller because we didn't have the kid with us. But Janelle had a wheelchair. Like we rented the electric wheelchair because she was like, you know, like way, way over pregnant. And so we go up the elevator and the lady like made me go around. She wouldn't let me go in the elevator with her. And then she got stuck in the elevator because it wasn't big enough to turn the thing around in the elevator and she couldn't get out. And she was like calling for help and the lady wouldn't let me go help her. And the lady's like, she'll be fine. She'll get out. She's fine. And Janelle literally had to get out of the wheelchair and like lift it and like turn it at an angle. I mean, if she had actually not had use of her legs, she would have been stuck in there. It's only because she, you know, she was pregnant and got it that she was able to even get out.
That's like bad show all
over
the
place. Oh, it was horrible. And she like yelled at her for taking so long and like it was just awful.
Did she get her name?
Yeah. Oh, no, we did. We went to like, you know, the place down at, well, it's not Main Street, whatever you call it, the front of the park and filed a complaint. Like it was that bad. And we haven't gone on it since then, A, because it's lame, but B, just because it was so horrible. So we go on it today.
Probably got in trouble.
Well, probably hopefully. But we're like, well, it couldn't be bad twice in a row. And we go on today, and we had, you know, just gotten food, and we had, like, our drinks that were mostly full. And the guy at the front said, oh, you guys can just set them down, like, you know, kind of inside the thing there, because it just spins in circles. You can just set them down and pick it up when you're done. So we had, like, two almost full drinks, and we set them down, and we get on the ride. And as we're sitting on the ride, like, they're about to let it go, another lady that works there walks up, and she's like, whose drinks are these? And Janelle's like, oh, those are ours. And she goes, you can't set them here. And she, like, throws them both in the trash.
Jeez.
And Janelle's like, they told us we could. And she's like, well, they were wrong. So my question is the Golden Zephyr.
You know what it is? It's the people have to work that ride. No, it's like the worst ride probably to work. And so they're probably just hate their lives.
Well, my question is, because, I mean, the only theming is it's based on, you know, like an old, you know, pier, you know, boardwalk
and
ride.
Like, they take on the personas of, like, angry carnies.
Well, is that, like, maybe that's part of the theme, is they're just jerks, because that's how everyone who worked on those things back in the day were. So maybe.
Maybe.
Got to do some research there. Otherwise, they're just the worst people that work for Disney.
Yeah, California Adventure ride operators, unless you're riding one of, like, unless you're, like, Tower of Terror or Soarin', maybe. But, like, because there's a lot of crap rides.
Yeah, well, I can definitely say I do not recommend that one.
It's like the guys that work Winnie the Pooh. You know, they hate their lives.
That's true. But at least they're, like, you know,
the guys that
nice
work Winnie the Pooh, a lot of them work parades to, like, mix it up.
Plus, Eeyore is a character from Winnie the Pooh. So if they're a little, like, droopy, it fits thematically.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. That's all my Disney stories for now.
Cool. I got my end date.
Yes, I saw that.
So far away.
It's December, right?
December 3rd.
Mm.
So far.
That's right around Blue Christmas.
So far away.
So maybe we'll get to go to Blue Christmas this year.
Josh has a question about my job. What's the question?
What's the question?
I would like to hear this question. So we got it today. Tuesday we got that. And then I was just like, bleh. But it hasn't been so bad. I mean, it's just like, you do your job. If I stay until December and I don't totally screw up, I get a ton of money.
So do you think they're going to try to get anyone out? Like, that kind of vibe? So they don't have to pay?
No.
Okay, that's good.
If they lose any more people, they're going to be completely screwed.
Because they have
like,
to keep
we're
it
almost
going.
At the tipping point. Yeah. We're almost at the tipping point where, like, I feel like if we can probably afford to lose maybe two more people. But if we let our performance go to crap, that's part of it is in our contract that we have to maintain, like, regular, nothing special. Like, there is no, like, special objectives or metrics or something. It's just, like, basic, like, normal stuff. I mean, they can and will fire us if they have to, but I don't think they want to.
Because they don't
I did get
hire
lectured, though.
Right now.
I got narked out the other day.
What happened? What was the...
Some person that works... It doesn't even. I don't even know why her office is like, you know, our office, and I'm not even sure what her job is. So she like overheard me. I muted the phone and I got pissed off about something, and she heard me and complained, and I got in trouble.
Better that
but
you
customers
muted it.
Can't all the customers are mad, so like managers don't listen to anything the customers say. I could probably tell a customer to piss off. And as long as only the customer heard it, like I would be fine because like customers, all the customers are complaining all the time. Everything is on fire, so like it's just like whatever. Like basically right now, I just do what I can when I can do it, and that's it. Because, and like, meanwhile, I have 50 cases in response received in my queue right now. And I just get, like, I'll be on the phone with somebody, and I'll just watch these emails. Our system is down. When is somebody going to call us? I've been waiting for a week. And I'm like, sorry. Sorry. Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
But it's fine. It's whatever. We got pizza today.
Yeah, well, that makes everything better.
Yeah. It was pretty good pizza.
I don't know. It still sounds pretty horrible. Like, I do not envy that.
It's horrible, and it's going to be 9 months, and it's only going to get worse. But the people that are staying, like everybody I've talked to, it's like a lot of us are staying because we want to see what's going to happen.
It makes for good stories, at least, if nothing else.
It's like watching a freaking train wreck, I swear. Like, it's like I talk to people, that's like what everybody says. They're like, I just want to see what this place is going to be like in a few months. Like, yeah. Well, in theory, the new line of people are going to be ready to go in July, and then we can start handing off work to them. But that's if everybody passes their training and doesn't totally suck. And I'm pretty sure they're going to suck because these aren't like experienced techs.
And those are, they're going to be in Texas, right?
Yeah. And I don't know how we're going to survive until then. But all I know is I have a vacation in April, and then after that I got to make it till Comic-Con, and then I got to make it freaking December to get my money.
That's it's not so much long.
Money. Unless I got like this crazy job offer, I'd be dumb to like leave it on the table.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, It's worth sticking around, I guess, but gosh.
It's 3 months' salary.
That's a lot.
Just like there, like here, have this. Plus, and like once if I don't have a job by that time, then I just go on unemployment. And I get the maximum unemployment, whatever that is.
Well, it's definitely, I mean,
it's not what I'm making now. Yeah, I probably couldn't pay my rent here living on unemployment, but I don't know. So I got to figure it out.
Man. Well, you have like 9 months to do it, so could be worse.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, speaking of Comic-Con, we're both registered for WonderCon now, so.
Yeah, WonderCon.
That's awesome.
WonderCon badges. We didn't get our panel. We're still on standby, so if like some show cancels or something. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure.
If Ridley Scott decides not to show up this year or whoever, I don't know. Then maybe they'll call us.
I would think so. I mean, we're probably right in line after Ridley Scott, I'm pretty sure.
I'm sure we are.
Ridley Scott, Phil and Brendo.
Then.
I don't know.
Some.
I don't know.
Well, we got some reader mail.
Let's do reader mail.
Andres, good friend of the show, artist extraordinaire, writes, I was trying to figure out, well, he had another question, but it was pertaining to this season of How I Met Your Mother, which I haven't watched. Have you been watching?
I have not watched recent season.
So no. He said, if I haven't, we haven't watched it, just skip that question.
Okay.
Okay, so this question is, I was trying to figure out what TV series to start watching. Couldn't decide, so I was thinking I'd ask what your top three shows are. That seems boring since I probably like the same shows. So I figure I'd ask, what are the top three shows that your friend's significant other should see to get you? Example, The Wonder Years is an absolute fantastic show, one of my favorites, far better than Boy Meets World. But I would say Boy Meets World is more my style, because I'm not a dick like Kevin Arnold.
So it doesn't necessarily have to be
like a
someone that you show, but something resemble. That you,
yeah, but like something that is part of you, you know?
Yeah.
Like a part of your being. Like, so I still would have to say number one, Freaks and Geeks.
Hands down.
And then for me, though, number two would be Saved by the Bell. And then number three would probably be like either you could substitute either Dawson's Creek or original Beverly Hills 90210. Because those, like after Freaks and Geeks, those are the two shows I probably watch more than anything in the world.
Let's see.
If I'm being completely honest,
this is really hard.
For you, it has to be Seinfeld.
Okay, well, Freaks and Geeks, obviously. And Because it's basically a spiritual successor, Undeclared gets bunched into there. So Freaks and Geeks followed by Undeclared. That counts.
But I would say for you...
And then Seinfeld is definitely second.
Because that, like, shaped your very fiber.
It's one of the things I quote the most often on a day-to-day basis.
And then I'd also, for you, have to... See, I'm answering for you, but I would have to say Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Oh, yeah. Gosh. Well, I'm... See, like, all of television, this is tough. Because then, of course, you have animated stuff, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, but, yeah. But
when I think of Phil, those are kind of the things I think
of. Well, Monty Python, if you're, I mean, definitely that. Okay, the other ones that came to mind were Community and Arrested Development that, like, initially popped into my brain, but... I would have to say Monty Python would trump those, but if I get a top five, I'm going to throw those in there too.
Because in order for somebody to understand...
Josh says it doesn't count to do Freaks and Geeks and Undeclared, but they both were... Like, Undeclared was basically a sequel, and combined, they make up, like, one season.
That's true.
Like, there's a total... The total episodes make up one whole season, so it counts. Says me.
Says Phil.
That's right.
Can clean air system wins everything.
So, yeah, that's tough. That's a good question, though. So I would say those are good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other good shows, but...
Our other one is pretty simple. Edward Rosendale on Twitter, he tweeted me and it said, to Phil, because, you know, my Phil's Twitter is at Brendoman.
My Twitter P.O. box.
Ooh, Justin... Talking some smack.
Justin says, can I say something horrible? I liked Undeclared more than Freaks and Geeks. I'll accept that. As long as you like them both, and Undeclared was amazing too.
I'll accept it, but I don't know.
I think Freaks and Geeks.
I think it is kind of a personality thing because, yeah, I can see that. I guess. I still think you're wrong, but.
Yeah, but it's still a fantastic show.
It is. It's amazing. I can't say my opinion about Freaks and Geeks because of last show.
Josh, wait.
Oh, that's right.
Well, Freaks and Geeks is the best. We wouldn't be friends with people who don't like it.
Oh, I don't want to talk. No, just shut up. Stop talking.
No, but Josh is different, though. Josh, he gets a lot of, like, freebies. No,
I don't want to hear... I don't want to hear it.
He gets a lot of get out of no friend zone card for you.
Not Freaks and Geeks.
Oh, he says it's great. No. All right, good. We're best friends now.
I don't know. Now I'm in doubt.
All right, so what did Edward say on Twitter here?
It's not quite Easter yet.
Oh, Justin wants us to talk. That's right.
Phil, you have to watch it. I thought I sent you the link. Phil hasn't watched it yet.
You sent me the link, did you?
Ah, crap.
I think you forgot to send me.
Okay, I'll send you the link, and then you watch it.
All right.
Sorry, Justin.
Send me the link.
We should have Justin on Easter.
All right, when we talk about it, Justin.
We should have Justin on the show.
That weekend is WonderCon.
We'll schedule that. That is WonderCon weekend. We'll schedule maybe the weekend. I don't know. We also got Rat in there somewhere. So we'll have to figure it out, but we'll have Justin
on. We'll talk about it on there with
sometime
you.
Between now and then.
All right. All
right. We'll figure it out. So,
what did Edward tell me?
Edward, that's Polo.
Yes.
To Phil, post a comic. That was immediately after we recorded last week's episode. Did you post a comic, Phil? No, you didn't.
That's the first one I got. Now that I've got it, I will post it tonight.
But we already told you to. That's like...
I offered to do one tonight, and you said you didn't want me to.
And I told you. You said during the show.
How cool would it be if I did a comic
during the show? How cool would it be if you're, like, not talking at all because you're...
And I'll put my camera on the screen so you can see live what it's like for me to assemble a Brax comic.
You can't record while you're doing that. You will not be able to
function. I talk all the time while I'm doing that.
No.
Yeah, it'd be awesome.
Well, you said you had to go get your computer and everything.
Well, now I could have done it before.
No, you wouldn't get up and go get the Nintendo Power. I'm not going to get you to.
Yeah, the computer's like in the next room, though. It's different.
Josh says, I think it's great. Phil has to have random people tell him to put up a comic. I know, right? It's so great.
Brendo telling me to. Yeah, I know. It's like
I'm gonna
Navi
learn
and
how
Zelda.
To do that, and then I'm just going to cut you out.
No. All right.
Like, what are you going to do if I did that?
You could. I would be mean, but you could. Don't,
I would tell the Comic-Con people, this is only me now.
Yeah. Don't let him in anymore.
Oh, you got all caps.
Oh, I got caps. Yes. Well, here's the thing. It's kind of like... It's like Navi in The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time. If it's constantly what? Saying, look, look.
You're comparing me to hey. That thing?
Hey.
Oh,
hey,
you're a jerk.
Comic. Hey.
You're a jerk. You can't so mean. That's the meanest thing that somebody's ever said to
you're
me.
You're not really like Navi. I was just kidding.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, I take it back. I feel bad now.
Not mad. I'm just disappointed. Thanks, Josh.
No.
All right. You know what's not disappointing?
No. Yes, I do.
Our sponsor, Audible.com. They give you a 30-day free trial with a free audiobook if you sign up at audibletrial.com/Brendoman. That's audibletrial.com/Brendoman.
Sounds like a fantastic thing to put into your computer.
It is. That's such a weird way to say something, Phil. When you talk about a website, that's what I put into my computer. I yes. put the Google into my computer.
That sounds like fantastic. A great search engine to put into your computer to find lots of things.
Well, my recommended audiobook is a book that I just picked up at the library. I've been meaning to read it, and I was just scanning the library shelves, and it was sitting there in the new releases, so it's great. But they also have an audio version. So there's this guy. He writes. His name's The Mask Man. That's his, like, pen name. And he writes on Grantland, which is this cool sports website, about wrestling. And he has a podcast, too, and he's, like, he's a really good writer. And he wrote a book about wrestling called The Squared Circle, Life, Death, and Professional Wrestling. And it's like one of the best, it's one of the better wrestling books out there.
Nice.
And it's an audio format. So that's my suggestion. Also, I've just been kind of got wrestling on the brain.
No.
No. You. So, yeah. What about you, Phil?
Okay. So mine is a recommendation actually with a question.
Okay.
Because when we were leaving Disneyland, they had like a poster up as an ad for this new book in the Kingdom Keepers series. Does that ring a bell?
I thought those were over.
No, okay. Apparently there's like a brand new one coming out.
I've never read any of those.
I haven't either. But they have them all on audible.com. So I Ooh. Guess apparently it's like mystery adventure things that take place in Disneyland.
In the park, like, yeah. But it's dark. Like there's like weird, I don't know, like every time I tried it, I want to start reading it. Then I like read something in the synopsis that sounds dumb.
Well, like I said, it's sort of a recommendation with a question mark.
It's meant for like young children.
Maybe so? I don't know. But it's Disneyland.
But like, I know, like part of it sounds cool, but then like some of it sounds dumb.
I don't know. Well, I guess if you wanted to find out if you think it sounds good, you could check it out on Audible.
I should give them a try. I don't know. Maybe.
But it was like book 7 or something. So apparently there's like a whole series of them.
Man, that's like the new thing is these series and they just milk it for all it's worth and get all their money.
Well, if it does even halfway decent and Disney makes a movie out of it, then they'll make all the money. Because a movie.
That John Favreau movie. Now he's working on the Jungle Book. I don't know what
what's
to believe.
The deal?
I don't know.
I want that Disneyland movie.
I want that movie. I know.
I still want to see Guillermo del Toro's Conan Mansion.
I have
too,
actually,
though.
I haven't talked to him since the time that we talked to him, but I have seen Tony Baxter at every Comic-Con since we like met him that time.
Yep.
And so next time we see him, maybe we should just flat up ask him.
Dude, what's the deal?
Maybe you were talking about it. You talked about it like. When was that? Like 2 years ago?
Maybe that was just Favreau's way of getting to the park for free. Like,
getting a personal tour.
I'm going to make a movie. I need to see all the behind the scenes stuff, though, just to make sure if I can make this
movie.
They
let him in the vault, man.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, like, I guess there's been, like, isn't Tomorrowland coming out, like, this year?
I think so, or maybe next year.
That's going to be awesome.
Sometime soon.
I know there's like a new trailer coming out soon. Derek would probably know more. He seems to be on the ball about that stuff.
Yes. You know what else is on the ball? You might have already
seen it already, for all we know.
You know what else is on the ball?
What's on the ball, Phil?
Stitcher.
It's pretty on the ball.
Yes, it is.
What's that even?
If you like listening to podcasts, you can't get much more on the ball. On the ball,
like baseball?
I think it's like a balancing bear in the circus is on the ball. If it falls off the ball, that's not on the ball. You want to be on the ball.
I gotta find out.
That's not what it comes from.
If that's what it is,
I'm pretty sure that's what it is. It's got to be.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Some authorities have suggested that on the ball originated in the sporting arena and alludes to runners being on the balls of their feet, eagerly ready to run a race. This has some similarities with being up to scratch, which derives from boxers being ready at the starting line. A more commonly advocated location is for the source of on the ball is the Royal Observatory at Greenwich. This is where the oldest surviving and best known time ball is sighted.
Huh. So I guess I was a little off with the circus bear then. Is that what you're telling me?
There is nothing here about circus bear.
Sure.
But it predates baseball, so I was wrong too.
Okay, so I wonder what's that famous phrase about circus bears then?
Mention baseball. Here we go.
Okay,
the phrase on the ball. See, this person keeps going. They won't actually. We don't get a definitive answer. The phrase on the ball did actually originate in the sporting arena, but relates to the eyes rather than the feet. It is a contraction of earlier expression "keep your eye on the ball."
Huh. I still think it's circus bears.
What is this, NPR now?
Yeah, well, I think I could write a word etymology article and say it's about bears. Who's going to argue with me? It originated in the late 18th or 19th century when the rise of the popularity of circus bears. Now we just got to start that.
Next time somebody asks you where on the ball come from.
Yeah, that's what I'm telling them. Next time that comes up in natural conversation, I'm going to mention circus
bears. Has that ever happened in real life, though? Like, or you just see that in movies and cartoons, a bear on a ball. I've never seen a bear on a ball.
I'm pretty sure that's a real thing. Yeah, like in movies, I've seen it. How did they get
the bear on the ball?
I don't think I've seen it. I don't know.
It's like in cartoons.
No, I think that was a thing.
That's Pongo.
Yeah, bongo.
Not bongo.
It's bongo. I have it bongo. In the other room. I can prove it.
Bongo?
Bongo. I used to bring bongo to every pongo, youth then? Event.
There was a pongo lot.
Pongo's the dog from 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do they have bongo and pongo? I feel like they're lack of originality there.
I don't know.
Bongo the bear.
Something must be wrongo with their creative. I don't
Is
know.
Is that like a feature length movie?
It was actually a segment in Make My Music, I want to say, or one of those ones.
Fun and Fancy Free.
Yeah, there you go. One of those compilation ones.
There is a bongo lot.
There may be.
It's behind the employee lot.
Well, I used to bring my copy on VHS of Bongo to every youth event. I used to drive Rachel crazy with it because I would be, hey, you want to show Bongo? And she's like, we're not showing him Bongo. Stop bringing Bongo. And I think I finally got to show it once, like in an all-nighter when we had like nothing to do. It was like, 15 hours. And I was like, dude, at like 3 a.m, can I show Bongo?
Bongo time.
And I got to show Bongo finally. I think the kids either fell asleep or just didn't pay attention. But still. I finally got to show Bongo. Yeah.
Wow.
And that's my Bongo
my
story.
My Bongo.
So you could listen to other podcasts that discuss the etymology of phrases if you listen to stuff on Stitcher.
Excellent. And use the code BrendoMan if you haven't signed up yet. It's free and you'll be helping out us.
That's right.
So do that. And you need another way to help us out, if you also, maybe you want to have your own podcast, maybe you want to jump off and become a web magnate, maybe you got the new big idea, you're going to need hosting, and you can use the official host of Radio Brendoman, Dream Host, if you use the promo code Radio Brendoman, save $50, and get a free domain registration on top of that.
I have another great story about Dream Host this week.
You do?
Yeah, so our friends that are doing this new podcast, it's John and Keith are best friends, I'm pretty sure.
Good job, Phil. Good job.
Either that or it's, I can't remember if it's Keith and John or John and Keith. I can't remember. But anyway, they so they signed up with our DreamHost thing, and they were having a hard time figuring out how to upload their files, had kind of been sitting on it and hadn't gotten, they've recorded some shows but haven't done anything yet. And so it's been like a couple weeks, and they got a message from DreamHost that said, hey, we noticed you haven't done anything yet. Do you need any help? Can we help you get your site set up? And they actually like are helping them get their thing going. That's customer service. Like,
what's wrong with you?
That's good. That's good customer service.
That's proactive support.
That's right.
That's the way to do it.
Hey, you lamos, why don't you have anything on your website yet? But hey, see, they did it in a nice way.
You gave us the money.
Yeah, and we come on.
What are you doing?
No, they did it in a nice way, though. They weren't rude about it.
They didn't say, hey, doofus.
Yeah, hey, jerks. Giving us a bad name. They just were nice. They said, hey, you need some help?
Cool.
And they did.
So they got the help they needed.
So they got the help they needed. Because they asked me, and I had no idea. So.
Don't ask Phil.
Don't ask me for technical help. Go to DreamHost.
So yeah, do that. Promo code BrendoMan. Radio BrendoMan.
Radio BrendoMan.
Oscars.
Those happened.
Did not watch.
I watched that Let It Go song.
Oh yeah.
Like later on. That's about it.
Yeah.
And I saw Travolta mispronounce the girl's name.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's got thick enough skin. He'll be fine.
You know he's dyslexic?
No. I did not know that. Dyslexic. Now I feel a little worse for laughing about it.
That's why I feel. You laughed at the. That's right. As Josh Justin points out, the aliens will forgive him. He's okay with Xenu.
Yeah, he's good. Well, that explains why he would have made Battlefield
maybe
Earth.
He has a low thetan count, and that's why he couldn't.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. He needs to buff up a little bit on those.
Yeah, because isn't like all that stuff supposed to cure those kind of things?
I think so. I think it cures everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like in The Master, he was talking about all that. Hey, why hasn't Paul Thomas Anderson been assassinated by Scientology hit squads yet?
How do you know he hasn't? That's what they want you to believe. You think he's still around, don't you? Then it worked.
Because that's pretty ballsy.
I know.
He's just like, hey, I'm gonna make fun of you in this movie.
That doesn't Here. You don't do that. In fact, already we should be locking our doors tonight just for talking this much about it on our show. Although on Pillage Cast, if I remember correctly, we've gotten a lot meaner about it at times, and everyone's alive still.
Like a lot of the things in that, like from because I read that one book, like the stuff in The Master is like pretty right on like what happened. It was a horror. I don't know if it was a horror. I thought it was all right. But everything in that is like from things that happened in L. Ron Hubbard's life. It was pretty crazy.
Do you remember what my
They didn't really make it look bad, but they also didn't make it look good.
Do you remember what my wizard's name is in when we play Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh man. Forgot.
Elrond Hubbard.
Oh yeah, Elrond.
Oh, Elfrond Hubbard. That's right.
Oh wow,
so I messed up my own stupid. Dumb play on words there.
You messed up.
Josh corrected me. Elfrond Hubbard.
Well, I recommend if you want to get the lowdown on the Scientology, read what's that book that I read?
Josh, put your DM is watching. I can't get away with anything here. Dungeon Master for the uninformed there, by the
way. Oh, yeah. Going Clear. Scientology, Hollywood, and the Prison of Belief. It's freaking nuts. He did, like, amazing research. If you want to get the lowdown. I talked about it on this show. Negative two-tier playset building.
Dang it. Going Clear is also the name of Ben Stein's second autobiography when
Shut
he talks
up.
About his Visine
Shut
commercial
up.
Years.
Stop talking. We're going to end the show prematurely now, everybody. Josh just fell out of his chair.
He fell out of typing in caps. He's so Judge. Mad. He went back to
he's
lowercase.
He's so mad. He's all lowercase.
That's really nope, mad.
No capitalization.
Wow, that's awesome. We like went the full loop there.
You reduced
it. He doesn't even have the will to type in caps anymore.
Well, you know what won't reduce you to nothing is clicking on our Amazon banner before you make a purchase on Amazon.com. We all know you buy stuff on Amazon.com. I buy stuff on Amazon.com all the time. I bought an ebook today.
Nice.
And before, if you were not me, because I can't buy stuff through our own link, because it knows it's me.
It's very smart.
You would click on the Amazon banner and then buy your ebooks or your whatever you buy. And speaking of that, people bought a lot of stuff last week.
What did they buy?
A lot of expensive stuff. So thank you.
Yes.
We got Ergo Baby Original Infant Insert. Baby stuff.
Baby stuff. That's, I think, for a carrier, right?
Who knows?
Probably. I think so.
So much baby junk.
Oh, it's from Justin. Oh! And
oh, it's for a...
And the actual baby
shell.
It was purchased for was listening to our show tonight, so...
It's a cushion shell for, like, a... Something?
Probably a carrier. That's my guess.
Our infant inserts are designed so you can safely carry your newborn baby from day one.
Aha!
It's an ergonomic, works with any Ergo Baby carrier.
Oh, and look at the next one.
And then the next one is the Ergo Baby Designer Collection. Oh, so they got a baby carrier and an insert for the baby carrier.
The crazy part fancy. About baby stuff is how much you have to buy and how much you think you're going to like use it forever, and then you use it for like 6 months and you never need it again.
Yeah, and but then you got like a garage full of baby
yep.
stuff.
But you got to have it for that time. Like it will save your life. But after that,
you guys had so much. You guys all have so much crap.
Yeah,
like,
but you need it though.
Like I remember you had like the Bippy and the Boppy,
the Boppy,
and
the Floppy, the Bumbo,
the freaking Bumbo. Oh man, remember when Audrey filled up the Bumbo?
That, I still. We were going through like old baby pictures recently, and we came across the poop in the Bumbo picture. Oh my gosh! I had to take pictures of it so that I could prove when Janelle got home from work what I had to deal with during the day. Like, I didn't want her to not like when I tell her like, oh, she had a huge explosion. I want her to know like, no, she filled up the whole Bumbo.
Disappeared. We just lost Phil. Well,
I'm still here.
Phil,
I'm here.
What happened?
No, I'm here.
You were in the middle of your story, and then you just stopped.
Oh, how I took pictures of poop?
Yeah.
I think the internet shut me off. I don't know. I didn't hear anything.
So you had to prove because she, like, had exploded?
Yeah. I mean, if I didn't have evidence, and I just said, oh, there's a big poop explosion, she'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Filled up the Bumbo.
Yeah, sick. So, anyway, thank you for buying that.
Cool.
Okay, what else we got?
Buy your baby stuff, buy it on Amazon. Okay, so we also got No One Here Gets Out Alive. I think that's that Jim Morrison book.
Okay. Right? The Only Way Out is Death.
Yeah. Paperback. It's the biography of Jim Morrison. Then we got Weird Hollywood. Ooh, this sounds cool. Your travel guide to Hollywood's local legends and best kept secrets. Mm. All right.
Sounds good.
Then we got The Fall on Blu-ray. That's a trippy movie.
I feel like someone else has bought that at some point.
Maybe. I don't know. We got, just came out today.
Oh.
The Hunger Games Catching Fire DVD Blu-ray combo.
Nice.
Only $19.96.
I should get that.
Then we got... A View HDMI to VGA converter. So this is like to hook an HDMI to a VGA for a computer or something.
Okay.
I guess. Then we got Shure, good brand. EAC 64-inch detachable earphone cable for earphones.
All right.
Some cable for earphones.
That sure somebody is a good thing to buy.
Why would somebody buy this? Somebody bought a phone.
This is just
like
a
regular corded phone with a handset.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't even know they made those.
That's a thing? You can buy that?
A touch-tone phone. It's like the phone I had in my house when I was like, I didn't know they still made these.
Wow.
They're only $10.
If you bought this, please write in and tell us what you're planning to do with it. I'm amazed.
Who bought a phone?
It's got to be someone who works on films and they need it for like a set dressing thing. For like a prop piece. It's got to be. If not, please write us and tell us what you're doing with this. It's amazing.
Yeah, I want to know what you're doing with the phone.
How long has it been since you've used like a phone like that?
Remember how expensive phones used to be? Well, now you can get one for $10.
$10.
Yeah. I haven't used I think I used a phone like at a hotel, like when I go to a hotel maybe. And
to call the front desk maybe.
Yeah. And like
we have office phones, but that's a little different because it's like the whole...
Yeah, my office phone. But those aren't even like normal phones. They're all internet phones.
Yeah, this is... I don't know. This is amazing.
This is like an old school touch-tone phone if you look at it. Wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Once again, cashew butter.
Hmm.
Whoa. $77 worth of cashew butter.
That's a lot of
cashew
butter.
A six-pack of 16-ounce
Do you use that like peanut butter? Is that the equivalent kind of thing?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. I wonder if I hate that.
There's like almond butter. Well, don't you hate like all nuts?
Well, for the most part, yeah. I can't imagine I would like this anymore.
I'm sure. Oh, it's just so weird. How can you just write off nuts?
There's certain contexts when a nut is okay.
You eat almonds?
I eat like a fresh almond or a fresh walnut. Like that kind of stuff is okay.
That's how you're eating walnuts. You had a nutcracker. What about nuts on a Sunday?
Nuts on a Sunday is out. The only nut, like I will eat a nut plain. Like a plain peanut is okay. Nuts on a Sunday, that ruins it. Why would you ruin a perfectly good ice cream with putting nuts on it? That's horrible.
Oh, somebody bought one of my favorite board games. Oh, this is the second edition. I didn't even know this existed. Axis and Allies, 1942, second edition.
Nice.
Axis and Allies, good game. I got Axis and Allies for Christmas, and my grandpa and my aunt and my dad and my brother and I, like a bunch of our family, we played for 3 days. That's how long our game lasted.
Ours in the similar like genre was Risk that we like that was our thing.
When are we ever going to play D&D again? I don't know. Are we going to ever re-record or whatever our D&D podcast that never ended up? I don't know.
He's waiting for the next edition. Well,
I think we should definitely play again.
I miss it seriously.
Just us.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play a WonderCon
or Dude, something. That'd be
Get
fun.
Together.
So you could do like a mini like campaign / megacast. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I had a next edition playtest also. Yeah, man. We should do it. We could do like a little be awesome. All right. Oh, here it is, because this guy was telling me that I think Rocky Vandermoon had tweeted that he had bought something. I thought he had bought the Way last week.
Uh-huh.
Well, now I think there's a little delay because he had said, "Oh, it didn't pop up," and
it's
you guys
gotta
didn't
be
say
a little,
it.
Yeah, a little bit of a.
And now here it is, the Diamond Select Toys Ghostbusters Firehouse. Light up mini statue.
That's awesome.
And I am looking at this thing. I kind of want to buy it. Because it is like an awesome like reproduction of the Ghostbusters Firehouse. And it lights up.
That's rad.
It is sick. Like it's really awesome. So, but it's expensive.
Well.
But it's awesome.
And
I did not know that was a thing. And then we sold, like, we're selling these things like hotcakes. The Lego DeLorean.
Another Lego DeLorean. Dude, I feel like maybe Lego should be cutting us the check directly.
We sold
as well.
Like 3 Lego DeLoreans.
They are awesome. And yeah. it's still
$27.98. I mean, get them all because those things are not going to be around.
No, they
forever.
Are not. They will, and I can tell you, knowing how Legos go, when they're gone, they're going to be expensive.
You should buy an extra.
I probably need to because they are not.
Weren't you going to stock up on Lone Ranger Legos?
Yeah, I think it still hasn't quite hit though. They're still okay. in stock. I've been watching them. I've been keeping it, but they haven't quite. There's going to be a window when they go on like clearance, and then I'm going to buy them up like as fast as I can.
Because I'm telling you, those things
they're going to be gone.
Are about to disappear forever, and they're not making any.
I think that Disney's trying to stretch it out a bit because they also like as you probably noticed with the whole Disney Infinity game, they like definitely over bet like they overplayed their bet on Lone Ranger with that game, like they majorly featured in there and stuff. So. I think they're trying to get a little money out of it still, so maybe they're holding on
to
that.
They really wanted that to be their new franchise.
Yeah, and it's not going to happen, so.
All right.
Well, thanks for buying all that stuff, everyone.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. You can buy stuff, too. Just click the Amazon banner or link when you before you buy stuff, either on your phone when you're buying things like I do at work on my phone or just at home or wherever, radiobrendo.com, click the Amazon banner or link, and you help out the show. And you still get the great Amazon prices and service and whatnot. Good stuff.
Fantastic.
So what do you got here? Playground of Doom. How we doing?
Well,
any progress?
There was a little bit of progress on some parts of the double swing this week. We actually put together a couple of the hanging arms. They're just loose hanging right now, but they're on there. So,
speaking of children's toys, you never responded to what I posted on your Facebook wall.
What did you post on my Facebook wall?
Did it not post?
I don't know. Maybe. What did you post? What was it?
There is a freaking Mario Kart you can buy at Toys R Us for
what?
A kid.
I did not see this.
I swear I posted
it. Might be
on
there.
Facebook.
Oh, okay. I'm just scrolling back through and I see it there. I just must have missed the notification.
And I just jokingly was like, how long would it take you to put this together?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
It's $200.
Still.
But it makes all the sounds.
It's like one of those, like the
Power Wheels.
But it's a Mario Kart. That's amazing.
It looks awesome.
I don't know how I missed it. Must have, you know, how notifications
are. I figured
you
would freak out.
My gosh, that's awesome.
And as Josh pointed out, because I've already seen people post their pictures of it, they're doing live Mario Kart at South by Southwest.
Oh,
like you can drive a Mario Kart.
Oh my gosh, that's rad.
Feels like I'm getting in a car to Texas. Going to Austin.
We need to all get them. We need to do this.
Well, these ones are kid ones.
But they have like adult size ones.
But that's only the promo that they're doing itself. But maybe they'll have it at Comic-Con or something.
Oh. All right.
You know how long you'd probably have to wait at Comic-Con to do that? Yeah. You'd have to wait like a day. Or they'd probably do it like Godzilla Experience or something where you have to like get a ticket or something.
Yeah, or enter like a drawing or something.
Hey, man, I've had some good luck with some of those drawings. But anyways, I don't know. I think you should buy this for your children.
That is pretty awesome. Well, I liked it now and commented on it. I don't know how I missed that before. That's fantastic.
They probably wouldn't get it until they outgrew it.
Well, that's true.
Because I can't imagine how many pieces that thing is.
But seriously... A real life Mario Kart.
I know, it's awesome.
Does it come with a blue shell? Spiky shell?
When I was a kid, I did have like the coolest little thing. My grandma got it for me.
Okay.
It was a pedal car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but it was like a go-kart, and it had a handbrake, but it was like a go-kart that you pedal, and it was like all metal. It was like probably really expensive. And I remember I thought it was awesome because I put like a Padre flag on the back of it, and I thought it was so cool.
Huh.
Loved it. It had a steering wheel and everything. It was awesome.
That is awesome.
It was really freaking cool. I had some cool toys.
Yeah.
Man.
Some of them are still around.
I remember as soon as I got that, I gave my brother full control of the Big Bird Big Wheel. I'm like, I don't need this anymore.
Speaking of Big Wheel, you should. We need a video. The kids have like, they've both.
They finally using the Big Wheel?
Yeah. What they'll do now, it's awesome. They take chalk and they draw roads around on our like back patio thing. And awesome. They've been like driving, and they have like the gas station, the gas pump set up in one spot, and they draw like stop signs so they know when to stop, and they like ride around. They have like a whole little road system, but then rained, so you know they got to redraw it. But still,
nice.
Yeah.
Have you taught them the art of the power slide yet?
They're still working on getting it to move forward, so it's not a like
because that is a real big wheel with the handbrake.
Yeah, it's got the handbrake, so it's only a matter of time.
Absolute sure. That it had the handbrake, because the ones you get at Toys R Us, like some of the ones you get now, they don't have the handbrake. Yes. You have to go with the ones with the handbrake on the internet.
Well,
because they're like, they don't have scruples as far as like,
so then what are you going to do? Are you going to go back to the internet and sue them?
Yeah.
So yeah, now that they're getting it to move forward, then we can talk about the power slides.
Nice.
So, but yes.
So I guess we got a Lego Marvel status.
Yeah, I'm up to 75% now, about. It's like 75 point something. We got Squirrel Girl today.
Still not as good as Josh.
Still not, but we got Squirrel Girl.
We got Squirrel Girl, yeah. Finally.
Yeah, she actually throws squirrels. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome.
And like, if you charge her up, she has like squirrels swarm around her, and then they explode off.
Nice. So
that's pretty rad.
That game's so great.
It's awesome. We only have one of the like Deadpool missions left to unlock.
Nice.
That's it. We've gotten all the rest. So, and now that we've got like the 10 times multiplier, we're literally at something like 28 billion coins. So, yeah, that's not really an issue anymore.
As Josh points out, Squirrel Girl is one of the most powerful heroes in Marvel Comics.
Really?
True. She's beating almost everybody.
I'm going to be honest. I know very little about Squirrel Girl. So maybe I need to do a little more research here.
You should.
Yeah. Because I did not know that.
Okay, so we already talked about Disneyland, and then I want to know what the heck this is.
Oh, this is just wanted to mention how fantastic.
It's going to make Josh groan.
How fantastic Nintendo
Josh, plug
is.
Plug your ears.
I titled it Benevolent Nintendo. They offered, and I think it's for the whole month of March.
Benevolent Nintendo?
Yes. If you register your new system, it's either 3DS or 2DS. And any one of a number of awesome games, you get a free digital download of Pokemon X or Pokemon Y.
Whoa.
Yes. So I now have my free digital download of Pokemon X.
Wait, what new system did you get?
Ah, the kids got 2DSs at Christmas, and I hadn't registered
for them
yet.
Wait, so did you get two copies of it then?
No, because you can only – I'd have to open a new account – to do the second one, because you can only do one of each system per account.
Okay, so
I can register it, but I don't get the points for it. So.
Josh just said last show, Phil made me so angry while listening, like yelling in my car. Angry.
What did I say?
Oh, because his whole all your Nintendo fanboyism. Because we had a specific question about like if Nintendo licensed before. You said they don't need to.
That's right.
They've done everything. When he was talking about, when you were talking about graphics and power, listening back, that still was painful.
I stand
for
by
me.
All that I said. I think
you're
I'm right.
So full of crap.
I'm correct.
You're saying that if I went up to Shigeru Miyamoto right now and said, is there a game you would like to make but can't due to the system limitations, he would say there isn't. I've done everything I want to do.
Yeah, well, not that I've done everything I want to do, but we have the capability to do everything
except
we want to do.
Except they don't.
What can
Phil,
they not do?
You don't even understand how computers work.
I understand
how do you
enough about computers.
No, you don't.
Specs. Look.
Oh, my gosh.
As far as I'm concerned, is like the whole entire universe peaked with Ocarina of Time and the Nintendo 64. So everything else is just gravy. Advanced. Josh says the CPU isn't powerful enough to run advanced shaders, so...
Or advanced AI. AI is an extremely
AI.
Important.
I like simple AI.
No, you don't.
I do. What AI do I need to be advanced?
Oh, you're dumb.
I don't care about that stuff. It doesn't.
Yes,
make
you
big...
do.
What? Give me
oh
an example.
Gosh. No challenge then. If there's no advanced AI,
so I've never
AI.
Played a difficult game because None of it has advanced AI.
Not the most difficult games.
Doesn't even make sense. There's much more. There are many more ways to be challenged than just by having AI. AI.
You're not making any sense right now. No. Of course, that's what makes the game challenging.
They don't have good narrative. If I want a good narrative, I'll read a book. I don't care about narrative. I play a game so I can play a game.
Okay, now you just...
Well, I'm serious. Like, all of my favorite games, the narrative is destroy space aliens or rescue princess or jump on animals and smash them and then rescue princess.
But there can be so much more but than why? That.
Okay, Professor why Layton not? Has some of the best storylines of any game, period. I cried at the end of Professor Layton, third one, like the third Professor Layton game. Amazing.
I haven't played it.
Aha, uh-huh, so see? There know. You go. You're missing out on good games. I'm not saying Nintendo published it. I'm saying that they published. I'm not saying they actually made it, but my point is, on a Nintendo system, there's plenty of room for amazing narrative.
Josh is saying Nintendo doesn't have a good story.
I don't care if they do. In fact, my least favorite of the Metroid series is when they started having them talk and try to make her like have a story in a background. Like, I don't care. I just want her to be like an awesome like girl space marine and shoot stuff. That's all I care about as far as gaming goes.
So you don't want to play like story-based games like Last of Us, Gone Home, Brothers, BioShock Infinite?
Those are not the games that are the most appealing to me. No.
Oh, dude.
I will take Zelda over that any day. Any day. Josh said I'm a dinosaur on the way. I may be, but I'm okay with that. My kids enjoy the same games I enjoy, so there.
Your kids are 5 and 3.
Hey, you got to start them while they're young.
That's not going to last.
Before Josh gets to them and sullies their mind with these AIs.
Before
and these,
everybody but and you
these narratives.
Gets to them.
I don't want them to have this narrative stuff thrown at them.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, I don't think we're going to come to any kind of consensus on that.
Probably
so
not.
So, Book
not
Corner.
In this lifetime.
I finished El Dorado Adventure.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. I liked it better than the first one.
Okay. It's good.
It was really good, and I liked the ending, and it was exciting. I don't understand how these aren't movies.
I know, right? They're made to be movies.
Or a TV show.
Or either one, yeah.
Or something. All right. And then Blood Red turned dollar green was amazing, and it ends on a cliffhanger, and then I discovered there is Blood Red turned dollar green volume 2. So as soon as I finished it today, I had to order the next one, but it was on sale on Kindle for $3.99.
What is the, like, who is it by, or what is it?
It's this like murder mystery mafia, but it all takes place in like the 70s in like a wrestling territory.
Oh, that's right. That's
like,
right.
Remember it's like wrestling and like the old school territory that's basically run by like the mafia. People are getting killed and beat up, and there's mystery after mystery, but it's also like this kind of like con story. Like I don't know. It's really exciting. This should be a movie. It's really good.
All right.
Really like it. I like the characters, so I like had to immediately. You know, it's good when like you know, a series is good when like you immediately have to buy the next one to know. You know, there's some series where I'm like, well, I'll just wait to get the next one, I guess. And but now it's like I have to, and since it's there, and that's like the awesomeness, and also the dangers of Kindle is like you can just boop on to the next and spend money, and So I finished that, started reading Blood Red, turned to Dollar Green Volume 2, also still reading Ignatius McFarland, Freakonaut. It's really awesome. I'm like halfway done. And then as I stated previously, I just got at the library. I haven't really cracked it open yet, but I've read a lot of his writing. It's Mass Man's, I forgot his real name. He has a real name. The Squared Circle, Life, Death, and Professional Wrestling.
So would you say you've been a little obsessed with wrestling lately?
little bit. I'm getting pumped.
That's good. Well, you've got your whole wrestling vacation, so.
Vacation. And it's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is, man. Wrestling. Don't know. And then I got to read the number, the third one. Because they have the fourth and fifth ones in my library, but not the third one. So I got to put a hold on it.
Okay.
What's the third one called?
The third one.
The Papaya Adventure?
Papaya? No. Okay, let's see. No, Philadelphia is the fourth one, right?
I don't know.
There's Philadelphia. I can't remember. It's over on my bookshelf.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. They're really good, though. I'm almost done with the El Dorado Adventure. I thought I was going to finish it, but I have like a couple chapters.
The Drakenberg Adventure.
That's right.
Oh, there's six.
There's six total, yeah.
Oh, because the Xanadu was like in 2005.
Right. The rest of them were written, what, like early 'cause
on 80s? The back of mine, it says read the five books.
Right. And then he did the Xanadu Adventure, the last in the series, like was the, his second to last
right
book
before
he wrote.
Died. Yeah. He was writing books like right up to like, and he was like old.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'd be interesting see because I've never read the last one.
That's 15 years after the Philadelphia Adventure. Yeah. So we got El Dorado Adventure, which I finished. Then we got Drakenberg Adventure. Then we got the Jadera Adventure. Right. The Philadelphia Adventure, and then the Xanadu Adventure.
So it'll be interesting to see how that one, if it sticks, you know, if it's different, if it keeps up the same quality.
Oh, we got to read this book.
What's that?
Lloyd Alexander wrote a book called Time Cat.
Yeah.
The Remarkable Journeys of Jason and Gareth.
I have that book.
And then it was called, then the next one he wrote, The Cat Who Wished to Be a Man.
I've said many times that I'm surprised he's not like Josh's favorite author, because he has tons of books about cats. Even in like the Chronicles of Prydain, like the third book, a giant cat plays a major role in it, not to mention zombies.
I think he liked cats.
So yeah, there was a lot of cats going on there. So Josh, if you haven't read any of his stuff, you should probably read some.
So, Time what are cat. You currently reading?
Well, I'm almost done with the El Dorado Adventure.
You haven't
Adventure.
Finished anything?
I haven't finished anything.
How far are you in El Dorado?
Like, right near the end. I don't know.
Like,
probably three or
they
four
on
chapters.
A boat?
Well, they've been on a boat, but then they went to the village, and then they...
Are they back on a boat?
They're getting back on the boat.
They're being chased?
Yes. Yes. I think that's, like, right where I am.
Okay. Exciting chase scenes.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And I'm glad because I remember liking him a lot as a kid, and I'm glad it still kind of holds up.
Mm-hmm.
And I also started this book called Illusion.
What's
which
that?
Which is it's the newest book by Frank Peretti. Uh-huh. And it's about like a magician, and it's pretty good so far. So I just started that one, but it's good.
Is it a magician that gets attacked by demons?
It wouldn't be surprising.
Books about demons.
Well, the first two that he did were, but like, remember I read one last year that was about like Bigfoot. It was really good. It was like really, really good. So
okay,
it's not. He doesn't only write about demons, although he that's kind of what he made his name in is the first two books, which I liked. I mean, those are some of my favorite books, but it's not. I understand it's not for everybody. But
all right.
So that's the book. If you want to join book club, dear listeners, click the link on our website.
Okay.
Join our Goodreads club. It's awesome.
Do that. As far as DVDs on demand, it's just been Dawson's Creek and WWE Network over here. Same.
Yeah.
I got WWE Network working on Xbox, so that's all right. So now I got it on Xbox too.
We've been watching more Party Down.
Yeah.
And Janelle likes it. And then speaking of Benevolent Nintendo Part 2, they had a promotion for if you own...
because they're dying.
No, for
they're
owners
dying,
of...
they need to do something.
Owners of Wii U or 3DS get a free one-month trial of Hulu Plus. So we sign up for a one-month trial, and we're catching up on Parks and Rec. Next up is Community, and then Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Parks and Rec's so great.
So, yeah, it's super awesome. Love it. And I'm excited to get Community and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. caught up on also. So.
Oh, yeah, I got to watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. this week.
good stuff.
I guess I gotta watch some television. I don't know how I'm gonna got so much going on.
How are you gonna fit it all?
Which, okay, so that's good.
So yeah, that's it.
So the reason why I haven't been doing a whole ton of stuff, because a big game dropped this week and I bought it and it's awesome.
I've seen a number of posts about this from a number of people.
South Park Stick of Truth finally came out after like all these
years. How many
years
has it been like supposedly
and
coming out?
Unlike, oh, so long. But unlike Duke Nukem Forever, this lived up to it. And it's such a great game. It's not only is it like the best, it's like a great episode of South Park that's like 12 hours long, but it's also like one of the better RPGs I've played in a long time. And it's so great. And there's so many cool little details and fun stuff. It's so much fun. I've had a blast playing it.
And it's funny, I understand.
It is only half their fault it didn't come out of time because THQ went out of business. But it's also, as Derek and Benson pointed out after going to the panel, a lot of it was their fault because they kept trying to add new things and changing things. And because unlike a lot of the other, like there's been some bad South Park games, Trey and Matt had their hands in everything. And you can tell, like, you can tell with this game, like they really like all the voice they do, all the voices. There's all like all kinds of little, all the little details that you would expect are there.
So you've been playing a lot of it.
I've already played like 8 hours. Since like 2 days ago. It's awesome. I got it on Steam. That's the first new game I have paid money for since Grand Theft Auto 5.
Wow.
Actually, since WWE 2K14. Phil, are you going to play it on your Wii U? Oh, wait. No, no, you're not.
Yeah. I'll get it eventually on a system I can get it
on. In like 5 years.
Yeah. When I get
it's
I got
enough
games.
Great. So great.
It's good.
So it's great. Good. Some I play a little bit of Hearthstone. I unlocked all the characters, so that's cool. Now I'm leveling up some of the other guys. Oh, I leveled up my mage to 10, so now I'm leveling up some of my other guys. And so I'm playing that some. I got to play some Diablo 3 because they dropped the new patch and getting ready for expansion, so there's like some new stuff there I want to try. But I've been also playing WWE 2K14 a little bit. So the two other games that I played this week, the new free game on Xbox Live, this half, like the March 1st game was Civilization Revolutions, okay, which is a Civilization game made for the Xbox 360. And, I'm about to drop a bomb on some people.
Okay.
I had never played a Civilization game before.
I'm going to admit I also have not. That shouldn't be a
but
surprise.
But I love sim games. Like, I love them. And, like, I started playing this game on Xbox, and before I knew it, it was time to record. Like, it's a lot of fun. And this is just the one on Xbox. I have Civ 5 sitting on my computer, but I've been told, like, I might want to be careful because I might, like, never get up out of my chair again. Like, some of the guys at work are like, yeah, if I start playing Civ 5, that's, like, the game that you'll start playing. You're like, I'll just play Civ 5 for a little bit, and then it's, like, 6 hours later. Yeah, as Josh just said, I spent 60 hours on it and played, like, 3 games of Civ. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's all, because it's, like, turn-based.
Right.
And it's like it's pretty unique in that, and like it's really cool. I like it a lot. In the hour I played it, I had a blast.
Nice.
So it was free. So that was great. And then this other game, I got it on my phone. I was looking, I'm like, I need a new phone game. And I found this game. It's a Kairosoft like game, but it's not by Kairosoft, and it's called, I think you should get this, Phil, because it's really fun.
Okay.
It's called A Story of a Band, and it's a band simulator. Like you start off in like your garage and you like make a demo and you get to pick your style and like you record albums and like go on tour and you have to like deal with like if one of your like your bass player becomes a drunk and like you have to pick who wants to be in your band. It's so it's nuts.
And it's get it on my iPhone.
Yeah, it's $2, but you can get the demo for free. And I got, because at first I'm like, oh, this can't be that great. And then I got the demo and I made it through the 2 years and I'm like, I must buy this game right now.
All
right. And I had just downloaded South Park: A Stick of Truth and I had the WWE Network and everything. And like, but I got home and I ended up playing that, sitting on my couch and playing A Story of a Band for like 3 hours. It's really awesome if you're into those kind of games. But if you're into music and like have it's great. Cause like my favorite part of Rock Band was like developing your band and like actually playing the Rock Band game. Like I'm not that good at. So this is like right up my alley because I have my band, but it's like you're like kind of the manager. I don't know. It's like
you don't actually have to do the music part.
But you are like when they record the songs, you have to like time when to like use your powers and stuff. So it's cool. A little hands, but not it's really cool.
All right.
You plan your tours and build your fans and get record contracts and you can sell out and like switch to whatever genre is currently popular. Or you can like be a pioneer. Like I was a punk rock pioneer. I was the first band to release a punk rock album. So I got a lot of fans. Nice. And then I got an underground bonus because I had a lot of fans, but not a lot of fame. And so I got like an underground bonus.
Cool.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
There's all kinds of different status things. And yeah, it's really cool. And you do like interviews in the interview mini game. It's like based on your charisma and you have to pick which guy you want to answer a question and it's pretty cool. And then you have battles and you fight these other bands. Like the object of the game basically, so like the whole story, the game actually has a story, is that you like love music but you're not very talented and so you got kicked out of all these bands. So now you want to show all those bands that kicked you out. So the object of the game is to beat each one of those bands in a battle. But in order to unlock the battles, you have to like reach these goals. But like the band battles are like these like kind of like RPG style fights.
That's awesome. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's fun. I had a lot of fun with it.
All right.
Story of a Band. It's on Android, iPhone, all that stuff.
Nice.
Check it.
I got to clear my photos off so I got some room to download more stuff. I have so much junk on my phone. Which shouldn't surprise anyone.
Phil probably managed to get a virus on his phone.
I've
never met anybody that had a virus on their phone, but if anyone could do it, you think
it would be me. Well, yeah. I'm glad you have faith in me.
I have faith that you can somehow manage to, like... I'm still surprised you haven't bricked that thing.
Oh, no, not yet. Only Janelle did, but only because she dropped in the water, so... let's see. Well, I already talked about Lego Marvel Superheroes. I'm like inches away from getting 100% on Zelda, A Link Between inches. Worlds. Just moments. I've got almost everything. I just have to get the red tunic, I think is the last thing I need to get.
Ooh, that red tunic.
Well, it gives you like, you know, it's like the ring in the original where it cuts your damage in half. So that's it.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
Yeah. So, but other than that, like I've finished the main thing and so it's awesome. Amazing game. And I know that some people might be surprised, but even though it varies quite a bit from the typical Zelda, you know, get a weapon and move on to the next level, I really enjoyed the way that they kind of mixed it up. So I recommend it even with that.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's it. And we've been doing We Fit You because that's been going pretty well. Not like massive, but been doing steady decline still, so that's good. So yeah, that's my video games.
Do you play that waiter game on the Wii?
Yes. Fit You? It's really hard. The kids always ask me if they always want to play it, so I wind up pulling that one out quite a bit. But
what do you do?
You like hold the pad like it's a like it's a tray, and you have to balance it, and then walk around and like deliver food to people. Pretty fun. Pretty fun. There's a lot of like fun, goofy ones. Stuff that like you wouldn't think, like, I don't know. I mean, like, you know, they're mini games, but if it gets you to do exercise and you're not thinking about it, to me, that's a success with an exercise game. So there's some good ones. The rock climbing one, like, they actually have a little more stuff that does upper body exercises, quite a bit more than the old one, because, you know, there wasn't a whole lot at all. And the rock climbing one gets my arms like burning, which I realize says a lot probably about my current physical condition, but I'm telling you, like, I'll do that one for a while, and like, I'm pretty good at it now, but oh, dude, my arm, because it's just like holding Wiimotes above your head and like moving them around a bunch. But
oh, so it's not even like the EA Fit that had like the resistance band.
No, not even that much. But I mean, try doing that, like putting your arms above your head and working them around for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. For a dude who's not in shape, that works you out pretty good. I'm just saying.
Yeah, so, no, I agree with
I
you.
Have a feeling like, if, you know, it's probably not going to fit the needs of someone who is like, you know, at the gym 5 days a week and is totally worked out. Like, but for those of us that need some motivation to get in shape again,
it's gateway fitness.
It's definitely is gateway. But I need the gateway, so I'm good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
So it's been cool.
Awesome. Well, hey, that's everything.
That's good. Because I'm so tired.
We're tired.
It's a tired night, but a good night.
Because you were so tired going to Disneyland today.
That's rough. Well,
I got yelled at.
Yeah, I got yelled at too, but just at Disneyland, so.
I think I could tolerate that. I could get yelled at if I had a churro in my hand.
Well, they threw my drink away. Like, churro. That's pretty bad. I'd say that's a pretty bad day.
Now I'm thinking about churros. There's no way that those frozen churros are any good, right?
I'm sure that they're not going to fulfill the Disneyland, you know.
Because you got to get them that, like, they've been in that crisper thing.
Although, the ones at Rubio's are always pretty good.
Yeah, but I'm, like, talking about, like, getting a box.
Like, at home? I don't know.
I could go get them somewhere like that.
If you have a tray of sugar, you can roll it around in fresh right when it comes out.
Yeah, but even then, like, you got to put it in the oven, and, like, I don't know. You got to get it, like, exactly right.
Yeah. Just crispy on the outside and doughy on the inside.
You can't microwave them. That'd just be soggy.
No. That's bad.
I'm just going to... Oh, you know where I should go?
Where?
Costco.
Costco.
Costco churro?
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Those giant churros?
Those are pretty good. Costco food is awesome.
Costco food is like
it's still only $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda. Like, you cannot beat that.
And it's been that. That's like the only thing that hasn't changed price since I was like a kid. Cause like I remember when I was like in high school, Whoppers were $1. Now they're like $3.
Right. But
when I was in high school, we would go get the Costco $1.50
hot dog
and soda, and you could still do
that's
that.
That's insane. I mean, we will know our economy is doing truly bad when hot dog and soda goes up
to like $2. And then it's like the end.
If that happens, sell all your stocks or whatever you do when things are going bad and.
The economy has officially collapsed.
Forget all those other like economic markers people look at. Like the hot dog and soda is it.
Bake things.
Yeah. Those are good really too. Good.
And like, what else did we get there?
The berries. Smoothies and the berry sundaes.
And they had some other dessert thing.
It's good stuff.
Oh.
Costco. Well, yeah, Costco. All right, tonight you should call it Benevolent Nintendo.
No.
I think that should be the title.
Absolutely not.
I think that should be the episode. Again. No?
Benevolent Nintendo.
How about Tax Talk?
Both of your suggestions are horrible.
No, I think that'll get a lot of hits. People are always searching for like podcasts tax about talk. Taxes.
All right. Good job. Sure.
Tax talk.
From the guys you don't. We're talking about taxes for the wrong reasons because we've all like done stupid things yeah. with our taxes.
Well, see, you could learn from us. Like, I don't know anything about taxes.
Have you ever been audited?
Well, not like full on audited.
I love how you're like not. Well, not
no, you remember what happened. Janelle's grandma like got in trouble
thing,
for tax fraud and she like blamed it on us. And oh my gosh.
Well, because she was illegally like she was saying that Janelle was like her home care.
Right.
For, like,
she actually opened a bank account. She stole Janelle's social security number and opened a bank account in her name and was cashing government checks.
How is she not in jail?
Because the only reason that we didn't get audited or whatever is that her aunt stepped in and like lied and said that it was like they were going to her and she like they came up with some big old story and like they wound up paying the fines and getting it like blah blah blah. And so she still gets the checks and her aunt can cash them now. Or I don't know. So like and we like
isn't that still like
it's so illegal all and we told him like we're like hey look we have nothing to do with this she's probably lying like you'll look into it but I don't know what they did from there but so we were yeah we were all jeez. That's why I say almost audited but we were like saved at the last moment from that
my story oh. is stupid
what happened to you
well I told this story I don't know if I told it here okay so I got scammed by this freaking credit counseling
place.
Oh,
yeah, okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
they were basically just stealing my money. So then there was a settlement, and turns out I got taxed on that settlement, which I still think, I'm sorry, that's bullshit.
Well, because that's how...
Because that's money that I already paid taxes on. Right. And then it got recovered, and then they're taxing me on it again.
That's not income. Like,
That's my money that I got back because it was stolen from me. That's like basically they stole my money that I had already earned and been taxed on. And then when it got recovered, which I didn't even get all of it back. I got like a third of it back. Then the government's like, oh, we're going to tax you again on that.
Yeah. Well,
and then because I didn't declare it, because I didn't know it was taxable. And it's not like it was a settlement, and it's not like I actually got a check for that. That got sent right to my creditors.
Right. So you got taxed on what you had got to pay your creditors.
Yeah. Oh, it was stupid. So I just kept like being like, no, I'm not gonna. I kept fighting it and fighting it and fighting it. I never paid a dime. But then they ended up like 1 year, I got like a few hundred dollars. Tax refund, they're like, we're taking this. And I'm like, take it. Go away. And then they haven't bothered me since then.
That's good.
Oh, wait. I did get it. I still owe them $30. And I'm like, you guys can take your $30.
See? Tax talk.
Stick it. Stick it, $30.
Tax talk. That's the title.
Yeah. Taxes are stupid.
Taxes are stupid.
Stupid taxes. Anyways, it's been a good week here on Radio Brendo, man.
Yes. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for hanging out in the chat, folks that are in the chat.
Yeah. Andres is here. I don't think he was here when we read his email.
I don't think so. But we did read it.
You can listen back. All right, so anything exciting to plug?
Yes. Should go to Radio Brendo for all your Radio Brendo Man needs.
You should go to BraxComics.com soon because Phil is going to post a comic soon.
Yes. By the time you hear
the comics that have already been written.
By the time you hear
and
this.
And Phil is just never just bothered.
Keep hitting reload, as Josh says.
I'm going to learn Illustrator.
All right. This has been a lengthy ploy to get you to do that. So
no, too hard.
No,
I don't have the patience that you have. You know that.
I do. Know
I would
that,
just
yes.
destroy everything. I did when you tried to teach me how to do the bubbles. I was just getting ticked off.
I found stuff you could do though. I gave you assignments you could do. Like turning, like when we needed to go grayscale.
Turning black and white. Good job. That's my job.
Turn this black and white. Black and white now. Hey, but that someone has to do that. That someone is you.
I'm pretty sure I could pay somebody to do that on Fiverr now.
Probably, but still.
Well, I'm going to do that next time.
Next time I give you that assignment.
Well, whatever.
Also, webcomicsadvocates.com. Been some definite action there. Yeah,
stuff going on, and getting gearing up. We got some cons coming up.
Yeah.
I know, you know.
WonderCon up next.
WonderCon. Long Beach Comic Expo. And then the big one.
Then the big one.
The big Dookaroo.
Dookaroo.
With me in one corner. Come on.
No.
Batman. The big Dookaroo.
Oh, Batman.
Jeez.
I've seen Batman.
I've seen Batman. We need to do... Hey, okay, so here, I'm going to put this on Front Street. So I'm telling Phil, because we have some stuff we need to do for, like, the Kickstarter, the stretch goals. Yeah,
we
need to
get the last of our stuff out.
And I'm like, hey, we should do a work day. And then Phil's like, I think maybe I'm available sometime in April.
It's true.
It's that's like a month away. What the heck are you doing? Going to Disneyland? That's what you're doing.
Come meet me at Disneyland. That's a great idea.
No.
Yes.
We could do a virtual work day.
Well, we could do a virtual work day. I'd be up for that.
Gotta get going. We gotta record this. We got a podcast to record. I think we have to do a movie night.
We do need to do a movie night, definitely.
We gotta do BMOS track.
Yep.
Have you been delivering the...
I'll tell you what. We can work on that.
Ringtone of the month?
We can do postal service style for that, like, real easy.
What's going on with Ringtone of the Month?
Oh, yeah. I have all those.
Oh, yeah.
Dang it. Here, I could...
When was the last one that you published?
I'm going to open that in my other Win tab here, because it'll take, like, 2 seconds to do that.
Have you know who to send them to?
Yeah, I have it saved. I just kind of...
When was the last time you did that?
I don't remember.
Dude, you're getting on me about stuff.
I'm not on you about anything.
Oh, sly.
I'm opening now. I'll send that out. By the time you hear this, you'll have the next one.
Why don't you just give them all?
I'll just do them. Once. I'll make up the ones. Yeah.
Just give them all of them, because you're going to forget again.
All right. I'm opening it. Okay.
Or just schedule. I don't know. Figure something out, Phil.
Here we go. I got them open. All right. I'm doing that. Matt's. There it is. Ringtones. You want to hear one? Oh, no. I guess that won't work.
No, I don't want to hear one.
All right. I'll just send them out. All right. I'll tell you what, because it's been a few months, I'm just going to send them out in a block, and you can just do have it. Them. I think people won't be too mad if they don't get it spaced out by month. I think they'll be okay with that. So I'll just send out
what
a block.
If they do, they want a different one each month. They can still do that.
Yeah, just don't open it.
Trust
until the next
us,
month.
This is better because Phil, it'll get otherwise out there. You would never get them.
Just don't open it. Just if you don't want to have it until like a month, just don't open the file until next month. You can just open one each month. That's how it goes. Right. It's just self-control.
All right. All right. I think we got it. RadioBrendo.com for all this stuff.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, for Radio Brendo Man, I'm Brendan Creasy.
And I'm Phil Vecchio.
Have a good one, everybody. Door swings open with a bang.
try to keep my distance. Every day's the same for everyone. Step out the door, the competition has begun. I'm looking out the window for a sign. You'll never pick me up on time. The queen insisting by their past relationships. They were broken, but it keeps you on the ground. It just keeps you hanging on. You just can't let go too soon. Just leave it alone. Go too soon if you just leave it alone. It drags us all around. It drags us all around. It drags us all around. Just let it go.
This podcast is a part of the Benview Network.
You can find this and other podcasts like it at BenviewNetwork.com.